Hi, Esther. How are you today?
I'm good. So let me just give you an update on this thing. So we spoke to someone from HHA Exchange because they have to remove it from one office. I mean, you have to remove it from independent office so that I can add the new one and also delete the existing POC from Kara Studley. I checked. You didn't have anything under Bernice Bardo. They asked me to create the ticket, and I should tell them what the ticket number is, and someone is working on it. So I'm going to follow up again with them shortly, okay?
Okay, so then in the meantime, I'm just going to do the other things. But there is, I was trying to create the MD order.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, okay, hold on a minute, because I had it open, but I don't know what I did here. I must have closed it. So it, let's use Bernice Bardo as an example. So hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can show you what needs to get done. And I tried reading the directions, but obviously it didn't work. Okay. Bernice Bardo. Let me make sure, because I've been in here. Okay, good. There's no plan of care. Okay. So go down to MD orders, okay?
Okay.
And I got to put those in. Now click on the blue, the ID number there, and go to other. See the DME, safety, and nutrition?
Under MD orders?
Yep. See the one I created there that says 23-53? Click on that blue 485.
This is for Bernice?
Yep.
Why don't I see anything?
I'm under in Eagle.
Eagle's under Bernice Bardo Clinical MD Orders?
Nope, it's just called MD Orders. Towards the bottom, above interim.
Above what?
It's towards the, it's underneath the med
profile.
Oh,
sorry, it's a separate tab. I thought it was under Clinical. Sorry, I apologize. Okay, I see it.
Okay, click on that 485.
Okay.
And then you see it says demo, meds, other. It's like underneath the set date and sign date, there's tabs.
Second. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, click on the other.
Okay.
See this DME, safety, and nutrition? If you go into independent and look, like compare them, I'm missing the tab. So you see how functional limitations has those checkboxes? I need those under those three, too.
Under DME and supply, safety measures, and nutritional requirements?
Yep. So then I went into admin, found where they were, and made them active, but I can't get them to show up here, so I don't know how to do that part. And then the order and goal, if you go to that tab, we need to, okay, hold on, I'm just having to, I don't know, that's the plan of care. Let me just get into the MD order here. Okay, so then under order and goals, that tab, the first two tabs are fine. I wonder if that's fine. No. Okay, hold on a minute. Oh, man, Donna. So goals aren't showing up there, and rehab potential, standard goals. So if you look at the current independent and then look at ego, you'll see what I'm talking about there, what we need.
All right. I'm actually curious if in Eagle, if our DPS is doing any of that. Let me actually check.
Well, it's the nurse who does them.
Right, right. Sorry, the nurse would put it in, but let me see. Let me just open up an Eagle patient.
Yeah. Wait, when you... So you have more than one ego?
No. So when I log into Eagle, I have access to Eagle's patients as well as the independent ones.
So maybe that's where I'm going. Like, okay. When
I'm
log in,
mm-hmm.
when I log in, it says I'm an Eagle Home Care LLC.
Yeah. That's the environment. The office that you have access to is independent. You're only seeing independent patients. You're not seeing Eagle patients. And the Eagle patients are downstate. They're basically in New York City.
Okay. Okay. So then if I go to, if you go to admin, reference office setup, search your office, search it, then I should be clicking the independent one.
Yes.
Okay. So when I'm in the independent one and I go down to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have, oh, it's over here. Okay, well, that's probably, no, boy. Okay, so I found the clinical DME.
So Eagle has a DME list put in there, so it has to be DME and supplies. Let me
so
look
we
under
don't
admin.
Have one. We don't have one in here.
DME and supplies, clinical documentation, view, add. I see where we could add it. Do you want to, the question we need to, what list we need to add? They have a whole.
Well, they have a list in their thing. And I mean, I could add them, but I didn't know if there's a way to carry them over.
No, you know what's funny? That if I go to reference table management,
yeah,
it would, it technically would be on both offices.
Right, so I see it in the Eagle, but I don't see it in the
independent office.
Right, so we got to somehow get that, like all the other ones came over. And then the same with the orders that, and I don't know how to fix that one, but.
I feel like you're probably going to bump into so many other issues.
Yeah.
I was trying to create a login to submit a support ticket to HHA, but for some reason it's not sending me the email that I'm waiting for. And I used to have a portal login to create support tickets, but it looks like they changed their ticketing portal, and that's why I don't have access anymore. And I don't know.
So maybe...
Maybe you should call HHA, because meaning you'll probably come across so many other issues. Let me
okay,
see
so
how we could call them.
Okay, so there's no one in your area that knows the system and knows how to do that, right?
No, unfortunately, not that I know of. And I kind of feel that the DPS that we have now with Eagle did not set any of this up. Like, Eagle's been an old company with us for a very long time.
Okay.
That we also, like, took over or something. And there has been two other administrators in there since. So I don't feel like anybody would know. Would you mind to call HHA? The information that you'll need, though, is you'll need to tell them... You know, like on top of your HHA page, it says Eagle Home Care LLC. That ID, the 10,004, they'll need that information. Just make sure that when you speak to them to indicate whatever you want that it's for specifically for Office Independent. Because this
okay.
is it's an Eagle
and
account, and we added a second office to the account.
Okay.
Under this account, there's Siblings, Eagle, and
yes.
Independent. I believe Siblings is together with Eagle, but I don't think
right.
we...
Right. Our
we,
office ID is 15910.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Now, one other thing I found, and I don't know if this is something you know about,
mm-hmm.
but I noticed I was... So I'm using, you know, Mrs. Bardo as my first one. And I was just seeing to make sure, you know, that her visit was there. And there's no service code. Does there need to be service codes, or is that something you work on?
Again, where didn't you see a service code?
Okay, so, okay, in, go to Mrs. Bardo.
Okay, have her.
Okay, so let me get her. Okay, go to her calendar.
Right.
And say we were using Ego and I wanted to add, just go over to March. Go into March real quick. Just say
okay.
I needed to, for some reason, add a visit to March 8th.
Okay.
So you see how I'll do
new non-skilled visit?
Well, say she went to the hospital on the 7th and I wanted to do a skilled visit, okay? Just hypothetically.
We can't create skilled visits, I believe, unless you're telling me that the nurse visits are skilled.
Right, but the thing is like, if, like...
We don't have a service code set up for a skilled visit, unless, which I'm not sure, I guess I have to check in your independent. Does the RN visits have to, are those skilled? I don't think so.
Some are.
Okay, so there's one thing that I didn't set up. I didn't set up that's why I asked you about the RN service codes
yeah.
that I see on your end, because when I asked my biller to create the contract for those so I can add that part of the authorizations, he's like, what codes? I'm like, where am I finding these codes? Like, just tell me what they have in with independent.
Yeah, so like an example is that, say on the 8th, say we're using Eagle, and on March 8th, I want to add Jared in, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's my question. So RN visits are always put in as skilled visits, right?
Well, that's what, yes, in our current system. I guess that's how they do it.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the thing. I don't see Jared in here.
I haven't added Jared.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I didn't know this whole setup with the nursing thing and everything. So, but I can, I'll put Jared in. They're put in as a caregiver. Hold on.
So you're working on the duties. So I'm not going to do anything, but I'm going to call HHA.
I'll tell you what. Call HHA if you get through to someone. So far we had trouble creating the ticket. So if you get through to someone, you could definitely talk about this. You know, like, if we end up bumping, it's fine. Meaning if they can help you with that, or if you, if they, sometimes when you speak to support and they, you know, there's an issue that they have to work on, they'll tell you, okay, we'll create a ticket and we'll send you an email. If you do get a ticket created for this, just send that ticket number to me so that I can have, Joel is in contact with someone there, and he's like, just have a ticket created, and then I'll make sure that they work on it. So if you send me that ticket number, I'll make sure that they expedite the and resolve whatever we need.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll see what I can do. And then, I mean, obviously, I'm not getting everything done because I can't. Should I email Avi? Because I just want to keep him updated. Or are you letting him know?
You could send him an email, but I'll walk by his office and I'll let him know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. I'm going to put Jared in. So just a question for the RN visits, for creating the service codes for the authorization. We need three codes then?
Well, let's see. I was talking to Dina, and for the RN, there's a research.
Start of care.
Start of care, 02 research, Then there is an 11, RN 11, which is a supervisory visit. Then there's a PRN 1 and a PRI. I don't know the codes on those. I got to look them up.
Okay. No, I see the codes. That's what I asked you. I saw those 00, 00X, 0, unless it looks like, yeah, okay. I believe we could create our own code. That's the truth. So.
Well, yeah, that's what. Yeah, those are the codes that come over like that. What do I want to say? The MLTC and the Centra setup. But, I mean, if you guys want to do something different, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I will I will let you get to that. I will call and then I'll email you and keep you updated.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll talk.